I know that Alan parking fines increased by 11% in 2017. A total of 94,542 penalty charge notices, parking tickets in other words, compared to 84,000 in 2016. So what does this mean? Are we ignoring parking signs, or are the parking wardens getting more efficient? And what are your experiences? The environmental campaigner Jeff Gazzard is with us this morning. Jeff, good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning, good morning. And the Retail Northern Ireland Chief Executive, Glenn Roberts. Glenn, good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And well, I've got an itch that I just can't reach it.
So but, I hear, yes.
But Glenn, more to the point, are parking fines starting to put people off coming into our towns and cities to shop? Because that would be a concern if it happened.
Yes, because I mean, we've obviously been talking to our members. We're all over this issue. As you know, I've been on your programme several times talking about this. And it's not that we don't believe that the redcoats have a job to do. They do, because we need to ensure we get the turnover of cars in our town centres. And there needs to be sensible and fair enforcement. And instead, what we've seen in recent years is this very overzealous approach. And who's the winners of this? It's the big out-of-town shopping centres who've got free car parking and no redcoats. And I think what we're hearing from members, they're talking to their customers, they're being put off by this overzealous approach, instantly slapping a fine or a ticket on a motorist.
Yeah, but what's overzealous, Glenn? Because the rules are there. You can't be. You're either pregnant or you're not. You're either breaking a parking rule or you're not.
Well, look at it this way. I mean, there's some good practice in a lot of towns where you're seeing redcoats, for instance, knock the door of a shop or a restaurant or a cafe and say, does anybody own that car? Could you move it? They're going to get a ticket. I've seen this where our office is in Upper Newnard Road where the redcoats have done this. Other places, particularly in Uri and Lisburn and places like that there, instant fine. There's actually a 10-minute grace period as well between your ticket running out and then you'll be able to get a fine. A lot of the time that 10-minute grace period is ignored. So what we want to see is a new approach to this. I think we need to see a new policy towards car parking. It doesn't help that you have, for instance, on-street car parking, like, for instance, what you have outside the BBC, is the responsibility of the Department of Infrastructure, but the off-street car parking is the responsibility of the councils. Now, our view is give all the car parking to the councils, let them sort it out. They'll know what's good for their particular town or city centre.
Jeff?
I don't know whether we're rerunning a lost battle here. The reason that people are fined when they overstay their parking time, whether it's an allotted time in a car park or whether they're parking illegally on double yellow lines or single yellow lines, is precisely to get the traffic moving and to increase the churn of car park places so that everybody gets their turn. There were 28,200 car park places in the controlled zone in the fringe area of Belfast city centre. 45% of them are on street, 55% are off street. That doesn't include some private car park spaces and some small ones and some business car parks in basements of office blocks. That is an awful lot of car park spaces. They are probably churned, I don't know the number, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day. And enforcement is there not to penalise shops, not to penalise shoppers, but to make sure the traffic flows.
You think?
The demand for people to go in and out of Belfast and park for whatever reason, whether it's half
but
a day.
See, Jeff, that would all be true.
Yes,
and we would
it
all,
is true, Stephen.
Well, it may very well be true. And we could all buy into that, except we all know of streets which are dead-end streets and there happens to be a single yellow line up them so that you can't park during the day. We all know of these places around our cities where, you know, it's not about traffic flow. These lines, these double yellow lines or single lines are not on main roads. They're on little back roads.
But they're
and
there
you think
for
to yourself, well, why would they do that if that's not just about taking money out of you?
Well, it's not the revenue raising that comes from car parking largely goes to maintaining car parks, paying for the lighting, paying for the wardens, paying for the upkeep, etc., etc. If, let's say, there's £2 to £3 million worth of income from Belfast car parkings to the City Council, look down the City Council's accounts, find out where they spend £2 or 3 million that appeals to your sense of, I don't know, public duty or whatever you like, whether it's parks or what have you. That's the balance that they strike there. They don't just spend the money on fripperies and receptions for councillors or for prize giving to traffic wardens who've exceeded their quota, which doesn't exist in the first place. And the City Council's car parking plan is actually one of the best written and easily accessible in terms of its use of language and its analysis.
It's so hard to find a parking spot, and certainly in Belfast these days, Glenn.
Well, that's because... It's a relatively small city centre, Steve, and everybody knows this, with a relatively limited space.
Let's ask Glenn. He lives here.
I think that what we've always said, there needs to be a balance. I think we do need to have, yes, more car park spaces, but we also need an affordable and accessible public transport. We need to see more people walking, taking the bikes. We get that there needs to be choice for the shopper, but we shouldn't over-penalise the motorists. And that's what we've seen in recent years. It's always about moving people, not necessarily cars, around town centres. And I think what we're saying is, look, we need to get the balance right. And we need to put all this in the context that Northern Ireland has the highest shop vacancy rate in the UK at 15%. That's twice the UK national average. And car parking is one of those important elements we need to get right in order to address this problem. So what we're saying is there needs to be a look again at the overall car park policy. We need to give the councils the responsibility. And we need to see an end to this overzealous approach. And one other thing, let me also make clear. I mean, going through the statistics and the detail, the breakdown for the various towns and cities throughout Northern Ireland, you have 8 towns that didn't have a single car park fine handed out. Towns like Port Ballantrae, Newton Stewart, Ochil, Achnacloy, Ballykelly, Castlewellan, Cullybacky, Dromore and Tyrone. A question we need to be asked why that is the case. You also have almost like a second tier where you have towns that have maybe 1 or 2 tickets handed out in 2017. You look at places like Newry, which has over 7,000, Darien Strabane, 4,233. So questions need to be asked why that is the case, that towns like that don't get a single ticket.
Well, to be quite honest, that's motorist behaviour, not enforcement behaviour.
Well,
a traffic warden can't make up. There's no such thing as an invisible car. They ticket according to the regulations. And the fact that there are lots of tickets being issued is indicative of, frankly, the insouciance of drivers.
Well, can I suggest that one answer to this is that what we've seen is a lot of good practice, particularly in a lot of rural towns, where redcoats are working with local traders, not instantly going into town and slapping fines. They're working with traders. They're going into the local shops, the local cafes, and said, look, you need to move. Whoever moves that Toyota, whoever the car is, outside is going to get a ticket unless you move it. We've seen lots of good practice like that. And that's what I want to see, that practice.
But if you're in the middle of nowhere, you know, without being too rude on a, you know, a half a horse town where everybody knows one another, you might get that kind of informal cooperation. But
not necessarily. I can see that in parts of Belfast, where my office is on Aberdeen Arch Road. I see the redcoats all the time working with local traders.
Right.